Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. So we're kind of just going through the whole, like, where we are with the Senior Bowl, what the Browns probably should be looking for, what they are looking for, and then the pressure of what they're going to do it too. Dan, you were saying Kevin Stefanski was on SiriusXM and offered us a little bit more wisdom.
When you win three games, you didn't do much very well. So we're looking at everything. And certainly, you know, you talk about the quarterback position is important when it comes to winning and losing. We get that. We've had different guys that we've won with. So we believe in our system and that a system that's going to adapt to our best players. And certainly you're thinking about the quarterback position when it comes to that. But for us right now, it's about putting the system in with Tommy, Reese, and this offensive staff and making sure that it's adaptable to whomever we got out there at all of those spots. When you,
All right, and that was today. I was on SiriusXM today.
Yep, so. That was at the Senior Bowl.
Oh, good.
How was that for honesty? Hey, you win three games, you didn't do a lot of things very well. Bingo.
Is that typical Kevin though? Just okay. Look, here's the deal.
I think it might even be more forthcoming than typical Kevin.
You think so?
Well, he was. I mean,
we need to
honest.
Make sure we have a system that we can adapt to whoever we bring in.
Yeah.
Right? That's what he's saying.
It's the old Don Shula thing, Andy. I hate coaches. This is our system. Let's find players. It's probably easier to find good players than it is to find a player who perfectly fits my system, right?
Right.
So get good players and create the system that works for them. And it can be based off of what you do, you know, the type of system you want to run. That's okay. But, you know, get good players and then put them in a system that works.
Audio courtesy of SiriusXM.
Nice. That's nice of them.
That was. They're such good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way to go. Not only did they give us the Reese story, but now they also give us this. So they're just filling the show up with content today. 216-474-0092. Jeff, you got the Senior Bowl, you got Combine, then you got the draft, then you get to where you want to go. And I wish I had more faith in where they're going with this thing right now. And I think they had three wins last year. You know,
Are you looking for them to go, you know, 14-3?
No, I'm looking for them to put a team out on the field that's going to be able to compete, that isn't going to throw games away. And I literally throw games away. The interceptions are ridiculous. And, you know, being able to find your own team in somehow, some way, changes things. I also, you know, the season was frustrating because it felt like they had a plan. The plan finally blew up, and I don't know that we're going to see that plan anymore. Then maybe they said to themselves, maybe we can salvage this thing with Jameis. Let's not jump off the ship. And then once Jameis was like, this isn't working, this isn't going to happen. Yet in a year where they were able to beat Pittsburgh and beat Baltimore in the same season, that gave you some sort of like carrot that's out there that like, okay, well, maybe it's not as bad as I see. And are they trying to manipulate this so that they can get a better draft pick? And let's bail on the end of the season. So everybody jumps out of the boat at the end of the season, and now we're all back in? It's hard. It's hard to be a Browns fan.
Let me throw you a thought that we haven't really discussed.
Okay.
But it goes along with this. You had a quarterback last year who came to town with a certain reputation of throwing the ball around in Jameis.
Right.
And when he was here, he had some great moments and threw the ball around and had some not very good moments. Does it give you pause to think, well, wait a minute, they had a guy who has a lot of talent and has accomplished some big things and who beat Pittsburgh, who beat Baltimore, who threw for 497, over 600 if you include the interceptions returned by the other team, and they couldn't coach him up any better? Does that give you any pause, or was Jameis already a finished product who was you couldn't coach that out of him when he got here?
Do you think they were able to coach up Jameis at all or no?
No.
I don't think so.
I think everything we saw from Jameis was what Jameis has been all about in his career. And I think we've been waiting for somebody to be able to coach him up, and I wonder if that's possible. If it is possible, well, by golly, our guys didn't do it. I mean, our guys benched a quarterback who beat Pittsburgh and Baltimore and threw for almost 500 yards in a game. Think about that.
It's true.
I mean, you beat Pittsburgh. You beat Baltimore. You threw for 497, and you benched him because you couldn't, keep him from throwing interceptions or being what he's been in the past? I just wonder, does that give you pause, anybody? Or does it not give you any confidence in the ability of the coaches here? You know, they just promoted, Bill Musgrave to quarterback coach, right?
Right.
Well, he was already here. Yeah. He was already an offensive assistant. You don't think he was working with the quarterbacks a little bit?
Yeah, I don't.
Tommy Reese was passing game coordinator. Now he's offensive coordinator. Tommy couldn't coach that out of him. Kevin Stefanski was here. Kevin couldn't.
No, they I just couldn't wonder, coach it out. No, okay, they couldn't.
I just wonder. You know what I mean?
You're going to throw something at me. In fact, prepare what you want to throw at me, Jeff.
What do you got, Pen?
Let me get something.
Okay, good.
I have a pack of crackers or something.
Remember, I think it was 2 segments ago, we went on a whole thing of Bo Nix and Sean Payton. You mean to tell me Sean Payton couldn't coach that out of him?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this. Sean Payton he started in limited doses in New Orleans, and then they ended up trading for Derek Carr, and Sean Payton was out by that time. I wonder, had he stayed with Sean Payton, because he was really good for Sean Payton. He was.
He threw some picks at Sean Payton that were pretty
every quarterback throws picks.
I mean, Bruce Arians has a Super Bowl ring he could drop down on a table at any given point in a couple appearances, too. Bruce Arians couldn't coach that out of him?
I'm not saying that Jameis was the answer. What I'm wondering is, does it say anything about our coaching staff? The answer might be no, it doesn't, because Jameis is a lost cause. That could be the answer. I don't know. I'm not pounding the drum for Jameis here. What I'm saying is, does it make you think that our coaching staff couldn't coach him? And if Dan thinks no, it's because he thinks Jameis stinks. And that's okay. I mean, we saw some just awful passes. But we also saw some of the most thrilling football we've seen here in a very long time.
Stinks is a push. I would not say stinks. He is what he is. He's a gunslinger. He's going to make some passes that are going to make your head hurt. He's going to make some passes that are going to go, wow, that was really fun.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, what a throw. It's just Jameis. Just guy is what he is. I wouldn't use Jameis as the example of anything besides
Robert Mays. Eh. When Robert was with us, mentioned, you know, he could see him bringing him back. I wonder. I don't know. I personally think this coaching staff and this front office has probably seen enough, which I think is interesting because he had some great moments here. And before anybody goes too nuts, Joe Flacco did the exact same thing, but Joe did it in the playoff game.
True. That's
so,
true.
So, you know, keep that in mind.
But you got there. I think that was half the battle. Even no matter what the outcome was.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
You got there. Somehow, some way, there's got to be a way to get through a season with one quarterback who can guide you to the playoffs, and we're not sitting here worrying about the fact that we've used 8 different starting quarterbacks since 22.
Listen.
Eight different starting quarterbacks. There's no world where that's success. None.
I have a hard time putting any of it on anything other than extremely unfortunate luck. Because it goes through many coaching staffs, it goes through many front offices, it even goes through a couple of owners since the team returned in 99. I mean, you got to get a break once in a while. Maybe this is the year you get a break. You get the right guy.
It's hard to imagine that you've got, and I understand injuries happen. You have an organization that has had 2 quarterbacks since they came back in 99 that have played every game there in the entire season? Just 2. It's 3 seasons. Baker did it in 20 and then 19, and then Tim Couch did it in 01. Something's got. You're never going to have this until you have 1, maybe 2 quarterbacks in a season. And knowing it now because it's 17 games, knowing it. And so that's why I just think it's so important. This draft is just so important. And it just don't reach at number 2 on a quarterback that you like and don't love. If they love that quarterback, then I'll be all in, and I will love that quarterback right there with him until we don't love him anymore. But just if there's any hesitation or any doubt at number 2, don't take that quarterback. It just doesn't feel like it's the right year. JJ is in Cleveland. Hi, JJ.
You took the words right out of my mouth, man.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
No, I'm not at the top with any one of those quarterbacks. Me personally, I would like to try to see them get try to steal Justin Fields from the Steelers, and maybe Travis Hunter at number two, or you know, you go defense to help Miles out. But you get Travis Hunter, you get somebody on defense, possibly somebody on offense. You know, Ward is a little suspect at times. You know, maybe he can fill in for Ward. You know, that's my best case scenario. I would like to see it. I would, or you can trade down just a little bit and still get Travis Hunter, you know, or a good defensive player to help him out, because we're still not sure about Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. You know, I haven't heard nothing about him, so we might need somebody to fill in there. So I would say no quarterback at number two. You know, we play our hand, and maybe we won't need one next year. And if so, then we'd probably be picking high.
Thank you, JJ. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. I wonder what the majority of Browns fans think about what they should do with two. It doesn't matter really what we think.
I'll bet we got about 3 months to figure that out.
Do you think they think that they should draft a quarterback at two?
216-474-0092.
What's the pulse of the city on this thing? I get asked that all the time. Like, what do you think? What are they going to do? And then you get people coming in here and they're like, ah, oh, they're totally taking this person. Totally. And then, you know, Andrew's probably the only one that knows. And Jimmy has him. Mitch is on St. Clair. Hi, Mitch. How are you?
Good. How y'all doing?
Good, good. What's going on, my man?
Hey, man. Look, I think it's more so of management. Look, do I want Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward at two? Of course, I want either one of those quarterbacks. I think both of them are good in different ways. Cam is more of a gunslinger. I think you can fix that. But I think Sanders will be a little better in this system because he's a pocket presence. He's accurate. He doesn't make too many mistakes. The offensive line in Colorado was trash, yet he knew how to do what he had to do as far as finding them wide receivers, and he had no running game. So I think he will be a better fit, but I think Cam Ward will be good as well. But, look, that's coaching. I think we have a good coach. I think Stefanski is good. I think last year was just a bad year. And as far as our quarterback system, our situation, we had one. I'm sorry. We had Baker Mayfield, and either – Barry didn't like him, or Stefanski didn't like how he was running things in his system. I don't know. But when I see a quarterback succeed like how Baker succeeded in Tampa Bay, I do have questions about certain things. I mean, Flacco went to the playoffs last year, but, I mean, when a quarterback – it's not easy to throw for 40 touchdowns. No. I'm just going to put that out there right there. It's not easy to throw for 40 touchdowns. So I think Stefanski kind of got humbled when Deshaun Watson thinks he can win with Watson, but I think it wasn't really Stefanski. I think he was okay with Baker coming back next year, getting healthy. I don't think it was AB. I think it was the owner who was too thirsty, I should say, and was so wanted to go so fast to get in the quarterback and say, oh, I'm going to get Watson, who even didn't play
right
at a year.
And so, Mitch, let me ask you this. Is that why those guys are both still here? Is that why you believe that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If this was AB and Stefanski's decision, they was like, let's go get Watson, I totally believe that they would have been like, you guys got to go. You messed it up. We had Baker Mayfield.
Right.
But I don't think it was them. I think the owner was like, let's go get a big name. Watson was big. He was good. We all knew it. Because, look, we can't lie to ourselves. When we got Watson, we was all hyped and happy. Oh, we got Watson. But it just didn't work out. And, obviously, I think Stefanski knew that his system quarterback has to stay in the pocket, which is why I say Sanders. And I think Baker Mayfield did pretty good in his system as well. But let me hear your thoughts, fellas. I think that Sanders is the best. And I think we messed up and screwed up with Big Ben, as I always say.
Bye, Mitch. Thank you. Mitch on St. Clair calling in. I think we've kind of said what we needed to say about this, too. But we'll get back into it as well, because Chris Rose will think we'll find out what he thinks about this, too. So Chris Rose is next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.